Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Don't get caught out. The clocks will go back at 2 a.m. on Sunday, meaning people will get an extra hour in bed, which isn't the worst way to start off a bank holiday. However, while a one-hour time change might not seem significant, our internal clocks can struggle to keep up with the sudden shift, and some people find the transition more of a struggle than others. Well, Annie Curtis is a professor of immunology with the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, and she's here to explain all. Professor Curtis, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac, for having me.
What does it do to us?
So I suppose, Cormac, what we have to realise is that we have a body clock. So, and we have this body clock in actually all cells in our body. So all our organs basically beat to the sound of this clock. But the clock, this clock doesn't follow the clock on the wall. It actually follows the sun clock. So we are in, completely tied actually to the sun through this mechanism. And the sun and the light causes biochemical reactions in our eyes, which then signal to the rest of the body. And this biological clock has huge impacts across all types of health. So there's a respiratory clock, there's a heart clock, there's a digestive clock. And when that clock gets out of whack, every time you get ill health. So it's really bad for your health and well-being, for our body clock to be out of whack.
My God. So because it's darker then in the morning or the evening earlier, or when you get up in the morning, say it's darker as opposed to the bright light of summer, that has an effect on your immune system or everything, is that it?
It really does. So actually, it's funny because, Cormac, what's happening now is when we go back to, I call it standard time, so when, you know, the clocks go back as they will now on Sunday, that's actually quite good for us. What's bad for us is the switching of the clocks every year, but actually daylight savings time, when the clocks go forward in spring, even though everyone says, oh, we love the long evenings, that's actually the time when that's not so good for our health. And the reason for that is that during that daylight savings time, when the clock on the wall is saying 1 p.m., our body clocks are saying 12 noon. So they're out of sync with each other. Now, on Saturday, when we wake up on Sunday morning, actually the clock on the wall and the sun clock and our body clock will be back in line together. And that actually provides for better health for us. So we know during daylight savings time, there's an increase in issues like fatigue, depression, anxiety, diabetes. Incredibly, Cormac, 40% increase in heart attacks when
40.
The clocks spring forward.
My God.
When they do that in March. So it's really detrimental for us not to be in sync with our body clocks and with the sun clock.
So there's a change. You're more likely to have a heart attack in March in that daytime saving period. That's incredible, isn't it? So what is happening internally, physiologically, in terms of, is it hormones or the rhythm of the heart that reacts differently to the extra sunlight? What's happening inside our bodies that's creating this problem?
It's kind of what's happening is during that daylight savings time, which we're just going to finish, there's disharmony. That's really what's happening. Because we have clocks in every single organ in our body, when our internal clock doesn't match with the sun clock, that causes disharmony. And I know probably listeners are thinking, come on, it's an hour. Yeah. But we know now the science has been incredible, Cormac, especially over the last 20 years. It's really clear now that when you have harmony between our body clocks and the sun clock and everything is working in synchrony, that provides for better health.
But can I stop it there, as John Giles would say, for a second? And when you say disharmony, are you saying that because of the extra sunlight, the brain is saying, I have to work harder here, but the cardiac clock, the heart clock says, I want to relax? Is that, explain it a little bit better to me now. Not better, but more so that a caveman like me can understand it.
Oh, not at all. You know what? We probably had better health when we were in the cave, because when we were in the cave, we really just lived according to the rising and the setting of the sun. It's artificial light that has caused this issue for us. So basically what's happening is our body clocks are getting set from the sun, right? And when our body clocks are at noon, we want the sun to be highest in the sky. That doesn't happen when we're in daylight savings time. There's a 1 hour mismatch. So we're basically doing things at slightly the wrong time, according to our body clock, doing things like eating, you know, activity, even sleep. We know during daylight savings time that most people on average get about 40 minutes less sleep. Because of the fact that we're waking up. And that's all that daylight savings time does. Like, it, I always think it's funny. We think the evenings get longer when the clocks spring forward in spring. We're just getting up an hour earlier. That's all we're doing. You know, it's the same amount of light every day.
So, Annie, you'd be in favour of... You'd be in favour... We'd be healthier if we scrapped this altogether, this daylight savings time.
We would. But, Cormac, the thing is, if you ask anyone, and a poll went out there in 2018, I think, because the European Union was looking at this. If you ask anyone in the street, do you want to stay in summertime or wintertime? What do you think most people are going to say?
Well, I'd go for summertime for sure.
Exactly. And most people did, because, you know, you think that the longer evenings, that's great. But what we don't really appreciate is the impact that that has on our body clocks. We actually need the bright light in the morning. And that's what we'll see now when the clocks fall back on Saturday night. We'll be waking up to a brighter morning for us, because essentially, you know, it's actually 8 o'clock, but it will be 8 o'clock.
Okay.
The clocks haven't gone back, but it'll be
so 7. You'll be a happy woman.
Do you know what, us clock biologists always kind of give a sigh of relief when daylight savings time is over.
You know what, Annie? So do us cavemen. Look, it's a fascinating conversation, and thank you very much indeed for sharing your expertise. As Professor of Immunology with the Royal College of Surgeons, Annie Curtis. There, so there you go. You'll be healthier now when the clocks change.